Defense Secretary Ashton Carter visited Fort Drum yesterday. The base was the second stop on the secretary's first domestic trip outside Washington since taking office just over a month ago. We get more from WRVO's Julia Botero.
Carter assured a room of 10th Mountain Division soldiers that Fort Drum isn't going anywhere.
It's critical. And we've made big investments here, and we've reaped the benefit of those investments in terms of amazing power emanating from this place all over the world, year after year after year after year.
Carter went on to announce that 1,250 soldiers from Fort Drum's 1st Brigade will deploy to Iraq again this fall to train, advise, and assist Iraqi forces in an effort to defeat ISIS. Carter said his bigger reason for being at Fort Drum was to talk about changes he'd like to see in the Army. He says he wants to build what he called the force of the future.
I don't want to lose our best people. I don't want to lose our best skills. And I know I can't take that for granted because you people have lots of choices. You are so good that you have other places in society where you can apply your skills. We want to keep you.
Carter wants to expand retirement benefits to those who haven't completed 20 years of service. He wants to allow longer leave time so soldiers can get an education or spend more time with family. Fort Drum soldiers asked about how Carter would improve benefits. The secretary was vague on details, but said balancing the way soldiers and veterans are treated with budget requirements will be one of his challenges.
We ought to be treating our veterans with the same dignity that we try to treat our current serving members.
Representative Elise Stefanik was at the defense secretary's address. She said she and Carter are committed to fighting sequestration to prevent further cuts to the military.
We work well together, and I had the opportunity to speak to him and talk to him about my commitment to working on a bipartisan basis to get rid of sequestration. And I think that it's an important issue. We need to set politics aside and get it done.
Carter will be in Syracuse later today to talk about programs that ease the transition out of the military and into civilian life. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero at Fort Drum.
Good morning. It's 6:06.